I'm reminded of a story. Since, you know, in California, a lot of us eat a lot of hot chilies, although not necessarily as much as some of us do who are really kind of addicted to the chili.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm quite comfortable with the hottest imaginable food, except some places in India serve food that is excruciating and maybe too much for me. But so I'm in Brazil.
Well, you're a professional, and, John. Let's just be honest. I mean, let's just call a spade a spade.
Doing what?
You're a professional foodie. Yeah.
I'm a foodie, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I'm. By the way, the thing about chilies for people out there who want to say, well, what's the big kick? Well, I mean, besides the fact you get a little endorphin hit, the real kick of chilies is it actually changes, because it burns out certain taste buds for a short term. It changes the flavor profile of foods, and you actually and the food tastes differently. And sometimes it's meant to taste that differently way for you to fully appreciate it. So I'm in Brazil, where they really like hot chilies, but not that many people actually in Brazil eat them, but they're all over the place. And when I go to these churrascarias, which are these Brazilian barbecue places, which are all over the world now, but any of them outside of Brazil, they never have the chili sauces. They usually in Brazil, you go to one of these places where they have these barbecued meats on a sword they bring out, and you ask for this piece or that piece. They have like this. They have these hot, some scotch bonnets and these really little bitty, really dinky little peppers that are extremely hot.
And you eat those first before you get to the meat?
The peppers are usually soaked in a vinegar or a vinegar oil mixture, and it's that mixture, the oil and vinegar you put on the meat.
Mm.
You don't ever eat the peppers.
Oh, okay.
Generally. It's just a version of a hot sauce. And it can be extremely hot. Anyway, but so I'm in Brazil, and this guy's, you know, I'm in Rio, actually, at a little barbecue place right on the beach. And the guy says, this guy, he's another journalist, and he's like, challenges me to these peppers, thinking I'm just some sort of wimp from the United States who doesn't know anything about peppers. So I say, yeah. He says, would you ever have these pepper sauce? I say, yeah, those peppers are pretty hot. They're pretty nice. He says, would you ever eat one of the peppers?
What kind of a child was this guy?
I know, he's just a jerk. He's a typical journalist.
Oh, okay.
He says, I said, yeah, I'll eat one if you eat one. You know, here we go. How mature.
Jeez, nice.
So he says, okay. And so I took one of the peppers and chewed it up and swallowed it. And it was hot, but it wasn't intolerably hot. I mean, there's many a pepper hotter than the thing. And he says, you want to have another one? I said, you want to have another one? Because he put one in his mouth.
Uh-huh.
And he says, sure. And so we took another one. I chewed it up and swallowed it. And, you know, and that was kind of the end of it for about 5 or 6 minutes. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, this guy turns beet red.
And starts projectile vomiting.
Well, he doesn't do that, but that's a funny punchline. But anyway, so he turns beet red, and he's like dying, sweating, he's drinking water. And I said, what happened? He says, I didn't eat the peppers. I just put them in my mouth and kind of saved
them. Oh, he kept them in his mouth? Oh, no.
And then he says, and then when I saw that you ate them and swallowed them, no problem.
That I ate
I decided.
What a dick.
I decided they can't be that hot. And so, anyway, I thought this was just like a personal, this is one of those anecdotes
show him
for the
right.
audience that,
you know, oh, you know nice.
Showing how the immature adults can be.